It was late August in Los Angeles and hotter than the price of gold. For 2 long weeks, a superheated Santa Ana wind had been blowing in from the desert, and the City of Angels was beginning to curl up and shrivel, like cheap bacon on a hot grill. At night, the desert wind went away, but the heat hung around forever, trapped down in the streets and sidewalks and alleys, not to mention inside a guy's skull. People can get strange when it's been so hot for so long. People can even get crazy. Take my word on it, troops. Eddie Kane, investigator, wouldn't kid you. Semi-acquainted. A frame. It's a frame. Mac, you want to hear the truth? Or you want me to get into a debate with Kid Ranger here? Okay. Yeah. Okay, Mac. Let me see. I guess I better start at the beginning. Last week was a Monday. Hot. Well, things, as they say, had not been too great. A couple of cheap divorces, a bodyguard job that got my nose busted a third time. Nothing to write home about. Then I get this call. The call had come a long way. 20 years. Norma Crespi. An old friend. She wanted me to meet her at her house right away. Important, Norma said. Life and death. So, okay, I needed the money. Maybe the job would pay a bill or two, and anyway, I wanted to see her again. For old time's sake. I'd heard all about Norma, of course. Read about her in the papers. A big deal lady now, married to a big deal guy. Howard Lang, a candidate for state governor, no less. Yeah, Norma had done okay. The house was nothing special. Well, it was just your average millionaire's pad. No big deal. That was the first time I saw him, but not the last.
Hi.
Hey, you know where I find Ms. Lang?
Oh, well, wait a minute. I don't get upset, Boots. Well, I'm sorry, but they do seem sort of weird, old-fashioned, you know, but nice, very classy. Hey, old buddy, you tell me where Miss Lang's hanging around?
Nobody special. Nah.
Hey, old buddy. You're the gardener, huh?
Yes. Yeah,
quite often. That's good, yeah, that's good. Say, I take it that's the young lady of the house. And she allows you use of the swimming pool? I'll bet. How long have you been gardening for? I'm Kane.
Life. It has a way of jumping up and smacking you right between the running lights. And always when you're not looking for the punch. Hello, Norma. Got any more? Straight up. She was as beautiful as always. As if time hadn't gotten around to touching her yet. And she was in big trouble. For a blackmail note, it was very classy. Brief, right to the point, not a wasted adjective in sight. A hinky typewriter, but the message came through, loud and clear. Danny R., I'm guessing, is Danny Romero, right? Norma and Romero, huh? Little Danny R., a guy who in the old days made Capone look like a priest. Could it be Romero himself? Ha! Legit. Romero? Oh, sure. What's this person here got on you, Norma? I mean, if I'm gonna help, I gotta know. It was a Xerox copy of a love letter from Danny R. to Norma, dated after Norma Crespi had become Norma Lang. Hot stuff, very hot stuff. But Romero always took his last name too seriously. The girl takes after you. That's the way it was meant. For old time's sake.
Yeah. It's the only way. This was gotta be done. Case like that, blackmail. A letter for sure that was stole from inside the house. It's the only way. Check out the staff first.
Everyone checked out okay except Jack Lewis, the chauffeur, and the gardener, David Benedict. The chauffeur's pedigree was still being run down, but Benedict was another story. On David Benedict, my ID man drew a complete blank. Zero. And when someone comes up zero, then it's dime to donuts. He's got something to hide. The gardener looked like he was in a big hurry. He was into his truck and gone. Faster than you could yell, charge. Something was up. Well, I tailed Mr. Zero from the nice part of town to the not so nice. He finally pulled in near the Devil's Advocate. Dope, sex, the works. You name it, and the Devil's Advocate served it up on a platinum platter. What Benedict was doing there was a mystery. But what the Lang Rolls, complete with boots, was doing parked out front was even more of a mystery. So, I always liked a good mystery. Little Miss Muffet. Norma would have got a big kick out of seeing her daughter in action. A big kick. Enough to really hurt. The gardener, the chauffeur, a daughter with very bad habits, and a blackmailer. The plot, as they say, thickens. I figured there was plenty of time while Mr. Zero put little Vicky to Betty by. But the more I dug around, the more stymied I got. The guy was some kind of math nut or something. He'd got calculations written down everywhere. In the books, Einstein'd have trouble figuring them out. It was weird, really weird.